This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today. In the Auto World Plaza, in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Bobby B. Esser, my PR director. Give me back my wrench. Thank you. Bobby B. Esser, our PR director here. He's BSing his way all the way. He's a PR director, so it's working. Anyway, hey, good to have you along, folks. Welcome to Auto World. I've got my wrench back. Yes, I have a wrench and a microphone. I'm sitting behind a silver microphone each and every hour here on Auto World, as you will see me on the social network and on the internet. Please do Google me, Auto World Mark Evans, and be more than happy to help you along the way. If you read something that you like, and if you read something you don't like, let me know. That's how we fix it. Can't fix it unless we don't know what's leaking. That's how the car business is. Isn't that the truth? How can I fix it if you don't tell me, if you can't tell yourself what's going on? So a hose breaks, a hose starts to leak, you don't know it. And in fact, if we open the hood on your automobile right now, here on Auto World, we pop the hood and open it up, how many items and things and gadgets and swinker valves and Cronkite valves need to be looked at to make sure that you're good to go on a trip? Quite a bit of things there to look at, isn't there? Yes. But here's something that I've always wanted to share, and I keep sharing it with you, and I'm going to share it with you right now as Auto World charter members, and you are, as long as you are listening, appreciate that. Tell your friends, neighbors about Auto World and have them tune in too, because I'm here to help you. I'm here to help each and every one of you save money, keep it's Auto World is a, well, it's America's automobile enthusiast show, interactive and informative, and 45 years of doing it, fixing it, repairing it, listening to you and consulting with you. Yes, we haven't changed, have we, none of us? No, we haven't changed. Absolutely not. We've all got a little younger, of course, as we all know that, but our cars keep getting older. I've got that backwards. Oh, I'm sorry. The cars keep getting younger and we keep getting older. Well, you need help. You need communication help when it comes to, well, of course, I hear it each and every day more and more. When I pop my hood and I look under the hood, the more confusing it looks, the more scared I am of it, the more, where do I take it, Mark? That type of thing. How can anybody possibly figure out what's going on with this thing? Well, we can. It's called electronics. We scan it. That's just one. But here's something that you can do. And I'd like to share it here at Auto World. And use your senses. It's an Auto World tip right off the bat here on the second hour of Auto World. Use your senses, your eyes. When you pop that hood, take a look at things that could be looking a little bit wet. You know what dry looks like, and you know what wet looks like. Well, if something looks wet, then that tells you that maybe that clamp needs to be tightened over there on that radiator hose. Because it's wet from what? The leak. The clamp's loose. We want it to look dry. How about oil leak? How about a wet look with oil? Yes, a wet look. Even fuel gives you a wet look when a fuel rail starts to leak. An O-ring at the fuel regulator, the fuel pressure regulator. You know, you're wondering why you don't have the horsepower on the freeway towing your toys or your work trailer or whatever you're towing, or just saying, how come it's kind of stumbling when I'm hitting 110 miles an hour, Mark? That's because the O-ring on the fuel pressure regulator is bad. It's rubber. It's sitting under the hood on top of an engine getting baked, just like your oven you have in your house at 375 degrees cooking the pizza you're cooking right now. Huh? Yeah. Have you ever wondered why and how that light bulb in your oven can put up with that kind of heat? I've always wondered that because I see it in the underneath and inside your oven called the engine compartment. The rubber gets cooked when you're driving and it gets up to operating temperatures at 220 degrees, 225 degrees sometimes, maybe 250, depends on what you're towing. And then it gets cold when you park it and you finally get to your destination and it gets cold. Hot and cold, hot and cold, hot and cold. Right back to that oven light bulb. Yeah, doesn't that look pretty right now? You turn the button on your oven at home in the kitchen, and the light bulb turns on, and you can see the cookies. Oh, those chocolate chip cookies you're baking, they look so beautiful, and you don't pull them out until they're completely golden brown and looking pretty. How does the light bulb stand that heat? Well, it does. But the O-rings and rubber underneath your hood just cannot keep it getting hot and cold all the time. Just like the engine oil, just like the transmission oil, just like the brake fluid oil. Yeah, brake fluid's an oil. How about the antifreeze oil? Antifreeze oil? Yeah, it's a lubricant. Change it. Today here on Auto World, not only do we have some Auto World tips for you, but we're going to get right down to the recall. Stop driving. What? Yeah, Mercedes-Benz has issued a stop driving recall. Something to do with brakes. We're going to get to that. And what happened on this day in automotive history? Listen up, because some of you might have owned this car. And, of course, as you know, we always have trivia. And I'm going to get to, this hour, I'm going to get to, well, what are you driving in? What? Yeah, what are you driving in is the word. In. What are you driving in? Yeah, you're saying it's a Ford, it's a Chevy, it's an Audi. No. What kind of body are you sitting in? We're going to get to the Fisher body, the history behind the Fisher body, and why, and how come the Fisher body came to us. But first and foremost, you are the star of the show, folks, each and every one of you. That's why you're listening. You didn't know that, did you? Yep. Here's the phone number to get in contact with us right here, right now. I look forward to your calls at 855-660-4261. Email me. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. And that email, just write that down and keep it right there on your, write it on your significant other's forehead right now. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. There you go. That way, each one of you have that AutoWorldRadio, AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com on your foreheads. And with that, let's go to the phone lines. Talk to one of our charter members, Sonny, down in Florida. Hi, Sonny. Welcome.
Hi, I have a question about, I have my car serviced at one particular repair shop, and they use a synthetic oil, which is highly recommended. However, when I get my cars home and I check the oil level, it's above the top mark on the dipstick on both cars. Now, one car is a Vibe. And that, when I looked it up, it only takes 4.8 quarts of oil. And it looks like they dumped 5 in there. And it's, anyway, the oil on my dipstick, when I pull it out to check the oil, it's cold. I wait until the engine's cold and everything else, and it's still well above the top level on my other car also.
Okay. Sonny, this is a great topic, absolutely, and I want you to go back, and I want that oil on the full line. What happens when we overfill an engine, the oil level in the oil pan is very serious, meaning that that crankshaft is spinning. The crankshaft is what, the pistons and connecting rods are connected to, and they're spinning
right
at a high RPMs. Even RPMs at 800 RPMs, that's 800 revolutions per minute at an idle. Well, the crankshaft comes down and dips in that oil because the engines are designed and built so precise that if you overfill them, then the oil level on the bottom, the crankshaft comes down and dips in it and turns it into foam, literally. Foam is basically air, and then you're going to seize up an engine. So what's going on here with your, and this is a great thing. We're going to take a little short break, Sonny. If you can you hold on for a minute through our break?
Yes.
Absolutely. I appreciate it. We're going to put you on hold, Sonny. I'm going to come back and talk about how come and why this is happening, and this is a great topic. Thanks, Sonny. Appreciate it. You're listening to Auto World right here from the Auto World Plaza in the Greasy Garage Studio. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits. At least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Listen, get this. Nobody with a good car needs to worry about nothing. You understand?
Yeah, I think I do.
Listen, get this. Nobody with a good car needs to be justified.
And I'll tell you why.
Way around the world.
What are you talking about?
Where you come from is gone. Where you thought you were going to, we're never there. And where you are ain't no good unless you can get away from it. You understand?
Yeah.
Well, it's good to have you back, folks, here in the Auto World Plaza, live from the Auto World Plaza, that is, right here in Boise, Idaho. It's always a treat to have you along. Make sure that we're all on the right track, of course. Got a little trivia for you before we go back to live from Florida. Got a little trivia, and did you know what was the very first commercially available hybrid gasoline electric car in the United States? What was the first commercially available hybrid gasoline electric car in the United States? 855-660-4261, our number since 1992. Email me, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Got Sonny, hi there. You back with us from Florida?
Yes,
I appreciate you holding through the break. And you were talking, we were talking about you had your two vehicles serviced,
right.
Oil changed, and it's over full. You checked the dipsticks.
Yeah,
and they're over full.
Yes, on both cars.
Okay.
Now I don't know. It's a synthetic oil, so I was wondering if it was done deliberately or accidentally or whatever.
Sure.
But it's, as far as being over full, I could probably. I used to have a deal where you went down the oil filled pipe, and then you could suck out the oil when a little electric
pumps. An evacuator.
Yeah.
Yep. You don't have one of those now, do you?
Not anymore, no.
No. And I wouldn't ask you to do that either. I mean, because you paid them, the Quick Lube, to change the oil and do it correctly. So
they had the regular service
station. Okay. They have an evacuator machine. They should have, anyway. And they can suck it out or you know, even if they can't suck it out, I mean, they definitely need to get it on the full line, period. And if they have to pull the drain pan plug again and do the service all over again, they should. Because you don't want it overfilled. If it's overfilled, and this is with any motor, the crankshaft will dip down into the extra oil that's in the oil pan and foam that oil. Oil has a detergent in there. In each and every quart, and the detergent is designed to clean the engine, inside the engine, and all the moving parts. And that detergent, just like our dishwash soap at our kitchen sink, you know, it foams up, and foam is air, and we don't want foam. We don't want foam in the bottom of that oil pan, because if we do, that oil pump that's sucking that liquid, it's supposed to be liquid, it's sucking foam now, and you'll seize your engine up. Now here's what happened, Sonny. Now I'm not mad at the service station where you went. I'm not mad at Quick Lube either. No. Here's what happens. They have a bulk oil tank where they... Okay, so they have a bulk oil tank. It's a big square metal tank, and they have a pump on there, and that hose goes to the pump, and that hose goes out with a real gun on there, and that gun is all computerized. So they in the olden days, you know, that we used to have a gun that we'd turn that dial to how many quarts that we wanted to. As soon as we hit that trigger gun, you know, it would squirt 5 quarts of oil or whatever number we put in there, you know. And today it's all computerized. They just touch the buttons on the gun, they push the trigger, and they walk away. And when I say when they walk away, they're checking the power steering fluid, the belts, the battery, you know, washing your windshield, all that kind of stuff. And then the machine turns off, and they know that you've got, of course, what they entered in on that computer readout, how many quarts goes in there. Well, you're right. It says 4.8 is what that takes?
Do you want me to mention the name of the vehicles?
Sure. The Pontiac Aztec, I believe you had?
No, the Vibe. Pontiac Vibe.
The Vibe.
It has a little larger engine in it, so it's 4.8 quarts of oil.
Okay.
Now, they're pretty specific about that, so I can imagine if it, you know, I don't think it's safe to put more oil than required where it's over the dipstick. And my other car is a Mercury Sable. You know, I know they're two orphans. Pontiac went out of business and so did Mercury. But both cars are overfilled, so I think there's something wrong with that device you were talking about.
Right. It needs, they need to have it calibrated.
Yeah.
And this is a good, I appreciate you calling in because it's something that a lot of us, we hire somebody, delegate that service to somebody else to do it. And we all come home and we don't, we believe and feel, that in fact it's done correctly. And it's overfilled. So their guns are not calibrated correctly. Now, I'm going to add a little bit more to this story. The oil filters. Oil filters, Sonny, we have a whole bunch of different brands.
Yep.
And in fact, yeah, Fram is one, but there's a couple companies building most all of the oil filters. So, but we have Wix. I can name, there's so many. Now, that said, is oil filters, if your quick lube repair service station person there changed a brand of oil filters, then, see, certain, what I'm getting at is the oil filters themselves have paper in them, and they absorb oil.
Yes.
And they might have changed brands of oil filters, which that brand of oil filter that they now are putting on your car and all the other folks there in Florida might not absorb as much oil as they used to. The other brand did. I know that for a fact. Yeah, the Fram oil brands, I have to be careful when we change oil. We have to check it again and again and again before we hand it over to our client because each and every brand of oil filter absorbs more oil than the other one or less oil.
Right. So, well, my thing is today, oil filters years ago when I used to do my own work, it was a quart and actually a little bit. It was in the canister. You drive like on a Chevy, it's a 283.
Yeah.
You drop the canister, and then you pull the old oil filter out, and you put a new oil filter in there and bolt it back up. And another quart. In other words, four quarts for the engine and one more for the oil filter. But today, the oil filters are a lot smaller.
Yep. Did you ever put a roll of toilet paper in that canister?
I thought about it, but I never did.
Never did it, yeah. Because I know that some of the cars back in the day, they, just couldn't find an oil filter, so they just, grabbed the gray poupon, the toilet paper. but go back and make sure that they take care of you there and get that. Let's get that oil level up to the full line correctly, okay, Sonny? I appreciate it.
All right, good. Thank you very much, Mark, for your program. I enjoy it, and it's very informative. Thank you.
Thank you, Sonny. Thanks for calling from Florida.
All right.
Ocala, Florida. Thank you, Sonny. Appreciate it.
Bye.
Take a short break. We're going to come back and find out what you're in. I'm in a Fisher body.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The police commissioner says there's no mistake. Saturday's deadly mass shooting is a vicious hate crime.
This is someone who has hate in their heart, soul, and mind, and there is no mistake that that's the direction that this is going in.
13 people were shot and 10 killed when a gunman opened fire at a Topps grocery store. Buffalo Police Chief Joseph Gramagilla saying investigators are looking at the online history of the suspect. Police say the 18-year-old male, identified as Peyton Gendron, is charged with first-degree murder. Even as the investigation is ongoing, President Biden says the mass shooting was an act of white supremacy.
The Justice Department has stated publicly that it is investigating the matter as a hate crime, racially motivated act of white supremacy and violent extremism.
The suspect's online manifesto had extreme views from the left and the right. This is USA Radio News.
While the economy is uncertain, possibilities to save money remain. Hey everyone, this is Mike.
And this is Brian with Fellowship Home Loans. Even in these trying times, a cash out refinance could be the light to your path. Home values are rising and interest rates are following, so don't hesitate to make a move to do a cash out refinance now.
Let us check some numbers and see if you can save or if it might make sense to hold tight. It starts with a phone call at 800-535-2779. That's 800-535-2779 or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
We guarantee a thorough check of the numbers, the market, and your obligations to determine the best path. Give us a call at 800-535-2779, 800-535-2779.
Or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com. For more than 20 years, we've helped families save, just like we'll help you too. Fellowship Home Loans, welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Right here on Auto World each and every weekend. Good to have you along, folks. This is Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Letting the good times roll along with you. Riding shotgun with me here from the Greasy Garage Studio. Appreciate it. Don't mind the grease. Every so often we might have a little oil and grease here in the Greasy Garage Studio. Today we don't. We got it all cleaned up for you. So good to have you along. Got a little trivia out there. We'll get it answered. We got an answer here from Ray. And the trivia question is on Auto World here is this week. What was the first commercially available hybrid gasoline electric car in the United States? 855-660-4261. That's 855-660-4261. My email address, you can get me there like Ray did here, Auto World Radio. All one word, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Ray gets us here. He's listening to us on KBOI AM 670 News Talk. KBOI AM 670 right in Boise, Idaho, where I'm sitting. And, of course, our sister, their sister and brother station, 93.1 FM. I don't know why they call them sister stations. That's why I threw in brother station. FM 93.1. Ray's listening on KBOI AM 670 in Boise right here. And KBOI reaches quite a ways, folks. I'm talking into Baker, Oregon, Ontario, Oregon, all the way up to McCall, Idaho. Hello, everybody. Welcome aboard, Nampa Caldwell. Good to have you along. Listening to Auto World each and every week. Appreciate that. Ray says that the very first commercially available hybrid gasoline electric car in the United States was a Honda Insight.
That's Ray's answer. Ray, no, so close, but I'm talking real close. But yes, you know what? You are right, Ray. I have to read my stuff correct. Ray is right. It's a Honda Insight. In fact, it's a two-door Honda Insight. First produced in 1999. Won numerous awards back in the day, including International Engine of the Year. And earned EPA mileage ratings of 61 miles a gallon in the city and 70 miles per gallon on the highway, making it the world's most efficient car. Back in 1999. The Insight originally sold for just under $20,000. And Ray, congratulations. No, I don't have a Honda Insight to give you in Boise, Idaho, but I do have some great detail gifts to keep your, if you have a Honda or whatever brand you might have, detail you inside the car and outside your car. And I've got some, not saying that you know your car smells or anything, but odor eliminator. From Meguiar's. That's just one of the items that are in the gift bag. Let me know, Ray. Send me an email address back. If your address, I'll hand deliver it to you since I'm live right here in Boise, Idaho, and this is where I broadcast and live. So, and or I can send it to you. Just send me the your address, and I'll get it out to you. Appreciate it. Thanks for answering the trivia question. It's beautiful. That's what I'm talking about right there. Well, along with Ray, what kind of body are you driving in every day, folks, or does it really matter? Are you, some of you might even have a Honda Insight still, which is good. That's some good numbers, huh? Ooh, 61 miles a gallon in the city and 70 on the highway? Well, Fisher Bodies. Take a look at our Facebook page. The address is my name, Mark Evans. Go over and head out. Take a look over there at Mark Evans Facebook and also Auto World Radio Facebook page. We have two of the Facebook page on the social media. And I've got a picture up there of the Body by Fisher. It's a sill plate. And I want to do a little shout out here real quick to a couple of you that actually get it here in front of me. There it is right there on my picture. Neil, he asked me here, he gets me on Facebook on the sill plate. What is that, a 50s Cadillac? Yeah, Neil, it's a 52 Cad, actually. And then Rob gets us on Facebook, too, on that sill plate picture on Facebook. Mark Evans is my address. He says, growing up as a kid in the 60s and 70s, I always thought these Body by Fisher emblems were superficial and quite silly, like the customer looking at a new GM car would see them and go, oh, this one has a Body by Fisher. And as if anyone thought that could get a GM car with a body supplied any other way. Laughing out loud, LOL. Thanks, Rob and Neil. Appreciate that. And absolutely, you know, Body by Fisher. What's that all about? Well, Fisher Bodies, folks, was an American automobile coach builder founded by the Fisher Brothers in 1908 in Detroit, Michigan.
Oh, yeah.
Motor City. It's a division of General Motors for many years. In 1984, it was dissolved to form other General Motors divisions. Fisher & Company continues to use the name. The name and its iconic Body by Fisher logo, as you'll see there, it's got a carriage on it, like Cinderella's, you know, the carriage that Cinderella rode in, were known to the public as General Motors vehicles displayed a Body by Fisher emblem on the door sill plates until the 1990s. Fisher Body's beginnings trace all the way back to the horse-drawn carriage shop in Norwalk, Ohio. In the late 1800s, Lawrence B. Fisher and his wife Margaret had a large family of 11 children. Seven were sons who would become part of the Fisher Body Company in Detroit. Well, Lawrence and Margaret, mom and dad, were married in Ohio in 1876. Margaret lived in Detroit after her husband died, Lawrence. And here's the Fisher brothers' names. We have Frederick, Charles, William, Lawrence, Edward, Alfred, Howard. In 1904 and 1905, the two oldest brothers, Fred and Charles, came to Detroit where their uncle Albert Fisher had established a standard wagon works during the later part of the 1880s. The brothers found work at the C.R. Wilson Company and manufactured a horse-drawn carriage bodies that was beginning to make bodies for automobile manufacturers with financing from their uncle on July 22nd, 1908. Fred and Charles Fisher established the Fisher Body Company. Their uncle soon wanted out, and the brothers obtained the needed funds from businessman Lewis, I'll probably butcher his name here, Mandelosen, who became a shareholder and director soon Charles and Fred Fisher brought their five younger brothers into the business. Prior to the forming the company, Fred Fisher had built the first closed-body coupe, the 1905 Cadillac. 1905, folks. A 1905 Cadillac Model E. Starting in 1910, Fisher became the supplier of all closed bodies for Cadillac, Buick, Oakland, and Oldsmobile. Just a little bit of history behind that Fisher body. So what are you driving in? Does it really matter? Do you open your driver's door? Do you look at the sill plate and say, I do know that there's a few of them out there that we're going to be sharing with you. I have a lot more photos of. I'm kind of crazy on that. I take a lot of photos, different types of photos of sill plates, taillights. As you know, we have the taillight trivia here in Auto World. But is your sill plate have the model of your car that you're driving on it? Is that sill plate real metal or is it plastic? Does it have the model and is the model light up in the sill plate when you open the door? Are they proud, the manufacturer proud to let everybody know like they did back in those days, the early 1900s, body by Fisher? Well, be proud to see, because most of our cars do not even have any brands on them. I know Mercedes-Benz, the three-star logo, have theirs light. They light up. Wonderful. They light up, and in fact, you can see it when you open the door. When we come back, I have for you, get your pen and paper and pencil out, please, because I've got the recall that has Mercedes-Benz, their brake problem. They do not want you to drive the Mercedes-Benz now, so we're going to get this thing fixed right here on Auto World. When we come back, I'm Mark Evans.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Make sure you hold tight. Oh, yeah. What would it be like if you didn't have a steering wheel in your car? Well, I know Mercedes-Benz has a joystick. Yeah, a stick in between. So they did that purposely. No steering wheel, of course. So the passenger and or the driver, I guess we could call both of you passengers. The one on the, I can't even say driver's side, the left side of the car, as you're looking at the car forward, would be driving it with your right hand and the person on the right side of you would be driving with the left hand. Okay, I don't know about that, if you'd like it or not. Welcome back to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Good to have you along, folks. Each and every week, each and every hour is different. And with that said, I want to always make sure that you can stay in touch with us here at Auto World. And the best way to do that, of course, live is all the time while we're on the air each and every weekend is the phone number. Since 1992, it hasn't changed. 855-660-4261. Coast to coast, we are heard coast to coast. I'm very proud to say that. And, of course, so with the Internet and the interweb, everyone across the pond, welcome into Auto World, into the Greasy Garage Studio. I do welcome each and every one of you that are listening on our great Auto World affiliates throughout coast to coast and on the apps, of course, and GCNLive.com, GCNLive.com. And why am I saying this is because on the third hour here of Auto World coming up, International Harvester. We're going to be talking about International Harvester, the Scout. Remember the Scout? Well, that's coming up on the third hour. It's coming back in a different way. And I also have for you, folks, the most powerful full-size SUV. It's called the V. Oh, and did you hear that segment we do here on Auto World? Did you hear something about Back to the Future? Yep, and we're going into the email bag, of course, as we always do. But first and foremost, Auto World. Does everybody know what time it is? Well, it's Auto World time, AW time, that's right. We're the official ASC-certified high-octane turbocharged, supercharged, chrome-plated, pearl-painted, tire-burning, nitrous-smelling radio, podcast, internet, TV, talk show. Very proud to say that. Coast to coast. Thanks for being with us. Absolutely. Recall. Mercedes-Benz. They're issuing a do-not-drive recall, folks. There's about 292,000 vehicles, almost 300,000 at this point. I'm going to start off right off the bat. I asked you to get your pen and paper and pencil out, of course, earlier, and you did. Thank you. Appreciate that. Write this down. Now, if you don't have a Mercedes-Benz, you're saying, get on with it. Get on with it. Well, we got to slow up because you might be thinking about buying a Mercedes-Benz. You might be thinking about your relatives. Your neighbors might have one. And you have not yet pointed out to them that they can tune into Auto World. So you're going to walk over there and tell them, hey, by the way, your Mercedes-Benz has got a recall. I heard it here on Auto World with Mark Evans. Here it is. First and foremost, here's the problem. Then I'm going to give you the year, make, and model. The problem could make it impossible for you, the driver, to use the brakes to stop the vehicle. Yep. Issue affects about 292,000 of the ML, GL, and the R class vehicles from 2006 to 2012 model years, folks. I'll say it again. The ML, the GL, the R class models, 2006 to 2012 models. Now, what's going on here is the National Highway Traffic Safety Administrator said that the problem is corroded brake boosters is what's going on. The corrosion is bad enough. It can affect the driver's ability to stop the vehicle, increasing the possibility of a crash. So the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, the NHTSA, you have to stop your vehicle, folks. In order to do that, you've got to have a power booster. What's a power booster? I'll make it simple for you. It's runoff vacuum. The brake pedal is. It's out on the firewall underneath that hood. Bonnet for you folks listening across the pond. The brake master cylinder is attached to it. It's got vacuum hose going up to it, and they're talking about corrosion. That's all I know about here now. It's corrosion. And so the corrosion might lead to a leakage of the brake booster. So that brake booster is metal. It's seamed together. It's got a big spring in there. I'm not going to get too detailed with it, but it's a big brown canister. You can't miss it if you want to see what yours looks like. And this is a recall concerning Mercedes-Benz. But, folks, I mean, you've got a power brake booster on your brand, too. Let's go out there and, like Sonny said earlier, and thank you, Sonny, I salute you, my friend, about how this show is informative, because that's what it's all about here. That's why I'm here, to help all of us. Save you money, learn, and also be safe. This one's a safe case here. That means that I want to make sure that all of you are safe. And with the power brake booster, when you go and open that hood, please pop it open. As you're standing there looking at your engine, your driver's steering wheel will be on the right side if you're here in the States, left side if you're over across the pond. The power brake booster is over on the right side. It's a round canister metal. It has a vacuum hose going to it, has a brake master cylinder attached to it. When you apply the brake pedal, that round canister has vacuum in it from the manufacturer, and like Mercedes-Benz, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is saying here, is that might lead to a leakage of the brake booster with corrosion. So if we have corrosion causing, you know, air in the air has got corrosion, got the air has got moisture in it causing corrosion. That's not all of it, though. But if it comes apart, that canister comes apart and has a little leak, it doesn't hold the vacuum, causing you not to have any brakes. That's the point. So all of you could check around and look again, back to the senses, our eyes, our nose, our ears, and looking, smelling, and hearing things. Well, in this case, we're going to use our eyeballs. We're going to look at that round canister to make sure that if you see any kind of rust, brown, you know, surface type of rust, then you know that the seam on that canister has come apart and that'll cause you to have a vacuum leak, causing you not to have any brakes. We could all check ours. And again, hey, some of you might not even, you know, you might be scratching your head right now, like that, saying, huh, is this the reason why I don't have a good brake pedal on my Ford, my General Motors, my Nissan, my Acura, my Audi, my... I'll stop there. There's a lot of brands. I only have an hour here to talk. So anyway, yeah. You got to make sure your rubber hose going to the vacuum booster is good and it's not leaking vacuum. And yes, that's the reason why you might not have a good power brake pedal. pedal. What I want to do here is you can stop any automobile in a truck by barely, while the engine's running, by barely touching the brake pedal, as you know, because of vacuum. So again, let's get back to it. Mercedes-Benz has issued Do Not Drive. There's 292,000 of you that own the 2006 to 2012 model years, and here's the models, the ML, the GL, and the R-Class vehicles, 2006 to 2012. Get into your Mercedes-Benz dealer. Please do. Let's get them fixed. It's free. They'll replace the brake booster for free. Sit back. Drink their coffee, drink all their pops, eat all their donuts if you go in the morning. I wonder what they're going to have in the afternoon. Maybe you might get a free lunch while they fix your car. Just sit back and relax. But get in there and get it fixed. And even if you don't have those that model year, 2006 to 2012, why not stop in and say hi and ask them, hey, does my 2014 have that same thing that the 2006 to 2012s have? Why not? Go for it. Appreciate each and every one of you being here with us. We're going to be in the third hour here in just a little bit. I look forward to seeing you over there in the Greasy Garage Studio. Drive safe and motor on.
But now it's time to say goodbye to Mark and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Set a spell. Take your shoes off. Y'all come back now, dear.
This has been a Loose Nut production.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.